Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just a quick announcement. This Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., I've been invited to be a guest co-host for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. We'll be talking about... Steve Elkins and I will be talking about USA Prepares, meaning preparedness on all levels, and I'll be talking about some of the tips that I've written in my book, The Way I Do Things. You cannot buy the book. I'm not trying to sell a book. It's not available for publication. I've written it for my family's purposes so that there's a record of the way we do things. And I just wanted to mention that when I talked to the gal at the control tower at the local Walmart supercenter, she told me that what I should do is, you know, click on the area of interest. So whatever I'm interested in, you know, whatever kind of job I'm interested in at Walmart, just click on that, and you know, that would help identify whether they should consider me for that particular area of the store. And I said, well, I'm interested in all the areas, and I can do all the jobs. And it sounds braggadocious, but actually I think I can. Because of the bruises I have and the experience I have, I've done a lot of different things in my life. So I think I could do every job in Walmart. And even at the technical level in the computer area. So she said, well, just check them all. I said, do you actually believe me? And she said, yeah, I believe you. I think you could. So, but I can't get an interview. And an interesting thing at the top of the hour news that we just heard, class, was that people are getting fired because they are changing their genders. And they don't think that's right. I got to tell you, if I hired a guy to be a salesperson for men's suits, or I hired a guy to work in the lumber department, or if I hired a guy to work in any position, or I hired a gal, I would identify that person's gender with that job. And a lot of people do. And I'd be pretty frosted if I hired a guy who then started showing up in a dress and high heels. I would. And I'd be pretty frosted if a guy I hired showed up in blue hair or pink hair or started wearing feminine jewelry and lipstick. I'd be pretty frosted, and I'd can their butts immediately. I'd let the court sort it out. And if they said, no, you have to hire this person, I'd say, well, I can't. We just went out of business like 3 seconds ago. That's how I would handle it. I would not let an employee trash my business because they can't decide today or tomorrow or the next couple of minutes what gender they are. This is nuts. Absolutely nuts. I mean, think about going to your medical doctor and finding out that he is now a she, you know, with the next doctor visit. Or your surgeon is now, used to be a he, now identifies as a she. I'm not up to this.
I have an article right here I was going to go to later in the show. Hundreds of young trans people seeking help to return to original sex. So basically, a lot of these people have been played, conned, duped, in order to divide the people, and they've turned into cannon fodder. They're collateral damage. They will never get their bodies back, especially after taking those hormones and steroids. They will never get their bodies back, and they will forever be in disarray. despair. It's very sad that, and this is why I talked about the court system, there's no recourse. There's nobody to call. There's no, everything now depends on what group you're in for protection, rights, and restitution under the rule of law. Vince, we're running out of time. Would you mind if I continued?
Oh, please do. I'm just sitting back listening intently.
Buddy, thank you so much. And I know my job is to be politically incorrect and uncover the truth here, folks, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Because we've gotten to the point where as long as we listen to the Democrat Party, who's really the globalist elite party bought and paid for, we're going to continue to have division. I mean, Hillary Clinton said black men are super predators. Barack Obama doubled black unemployment. Look at all the insults to women out there because of what is happening. I mean, we now have, I mean, these are articles, published articles in the public domain. Wall Street and other companies in the industry saying to avoid women at all costs, no more dinners with female colleagues because of the Kavanaugh effect. The highest court in the land, he was said to be a gang rapist, and all these women who came forward, the great, great, great majority of them are now saying that they lied and they should be in prison and nothing happens to them, there's no consequences. They're saying executives that these companies and industries are now saying don't sit next to them on flights. Don't make sure you book hotel rooms on different floors. Avoid one-on-one meetings. Is that something to be proud of? No. It's because the silent majority, you got the Candace Owens of the world speaking up. You have an independent journalist like Rachel Tripp saying the goal is to elect Democrats. That basically women have been patsies for the big government swamp. They're being used and disrespected. These are words from her article. We are allowing this to happen because the silent majority is being afraid of being called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe with an anti in front of every word and an ism, ist, and phobia on the back of every word. This is BS. We have millions of combat soldiers plus who gave their lives for this country on all freedoms and liberties, including wars like Vietnam that was conducted through false flags, the Bay of Tonkin. Can you imagine being shot and laying in the dirt and you're going to die? And you ask yourself this question, why did I do this? Did I do this for a reputable, legitimate country who's backing me? I want you to ask yourself that question. Because civil rights policies, folks, I don't care if you're transgender, I don't care if you're female, I don't care what skin pigmentation or what gender you identify as or who or what you have sex with. Civil rights policies were designed to ensure that Americans could be judged on individual merit. You know, Ilhan Omar saying that Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system. It's amazing that there's going to be Latinos voting Democrat in November. Amazing to me after that comment. Can't believe it. So anyway, they're dividing us by race, by gender, by sexual orientation, by religion, by everything. Civil rights were designed to be inherently individual rights, defined as the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now these rights are not held equally under the rule of law. Everything depends on what group you're in, what victim group status or protectionist group status you have. We have no synergy by design because this is a design collapse by the elite to hold the narratives. Amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, guarantee that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. These idiots want to get rid of due process. Nor deny any person within his jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. But groups of people are using special privilege through corporate structure, through government entitlements, life, liberty, property, and due process of being erased for the majority of the Americans. So when you see somebody or hear somebody who's basically doesn't read and research and they say, oh, you hate blacks, oh, you hate Latinos, oh, you hate women, oh, you hate trans people, oh, you hate people who have sex with whatever. No. job, standards and expectations. Vince, you can verify that. I use that term often. Everything is designed against the people. And we're going broke. I mean, look at this repo thing. The banks are going broke. Basically, this repo rate is to balance their books with an overnight rate. And it's not just liquidity issues. It's solvency issues. You got to ask yourself, how can a bank go broke with fractional reserve lending? You only need $10 on hand to lend out $100. If we did that as individuals and people came to us, we'd be gazillionaires. And yet QE1 bailed out the banks and QE2 and 3 bailed out Wall Street, generally speaking. I mean, can you imagine a 10-to-1 ratio for lending and all you need is the one part to lend out the 10 part? And yet these banks, they resell property over time. I've seen issues where banks flip properties and pay off inspectors to say the house was good. Everything is against the middle class. Everything is, why is the silver ratio 88-to-1 when it should be 16-to-1? Because everything is made to make the little guy poor. 50% of Americans can't even come up with $500. Come on, folks. Can't you see we're all being used? We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. I'm going to be done with this rant. I'm going to go back to some more articles here. Next article, Antifa filing false reports on Trump supporting parents to Child Protective Services. Let me read that again. Antifa filing false reports on Trump supporting parents to Child Protective Services. So if you don't buy from the company store and walk the company line, you're going to have Antifa, which is labeled a terrorist group, reporting you and your kids to Child Protective Services. Who knows? For pedophilia? Who knows? Next article. Previously deported illegal alien pleads guilty to brutally murdering 10-year-old girl. All these lawyers, all these judges who are involved in these cases, they should be, their wealth, 100% of it, should be confiscated and given to the victims' families. Next article. Beto kills free speech, or free press, pardon me. Ejects Breitbart news article reporter from the event. He did nothing wrong. And yet he had a quote in the past, the press is not the enemy of the people, but the defense against tyranny. He is the offense for tyranny because he's bought and paid for from a billionaire family. Next article. Judge rules Idaho must pay for gender surgery for convicted child rapist. You can't make this crap up. Next article. 30-year rate under 2%. Dollar rise, bad omen. Rich stop spending. Buffett hoards cash. We bailed Buffett's ass out. It's truly unbelievable. Next article. Trump aide and Oval Office gatekeeper fired for leaking. President Trump, can you find frickin' patriots, please? Instead of people who are willing to be bought and paid for in your cabinet and in the people you hire, please, can you do that? Nothing against President Trump, but my God. Next article. MSM ignores
right
shooting a football game because the shooter is black.
We're going into a break. Rich Evans on a rant. Great rant. I'm sitting back and enjoying it. We'll be back right after these few commercial announcements.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
OffGridMontana.com. Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince, and thank you again for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. And what I'm doing here, folks, I was out and about. I was in the bush hunting and just, you know, gathering firewood. I do this every fall. I take time off. So what I did was when I did get to my computer, I just put a few articles on my desktop just over the past month, and I could have picked thousands of articles. But I didn't, because we don't have the time, and I'm not going to go through all the ones I thought I was going to go through, because there's no time. But I'm going to do as many as I can to show you the Twilight Zone 1984 life that we are living in America. Okay, next article. Long in 15 years of failed eco-apocalyptic predictions. Basically, with this article, is it shows, oh, global warming, oh, global cooling, oh, the polar bears will be dead by 1999, oh, we won't, Florida will be underwater by 1995, and by all the big people, you know, from warming to flooding to this to that, they're all wrong, because they're all paid for, and government departments like NOAA has gag orders. So basically, we're hiring people to do nothing because we're just paying them to basically hold the narrative. Next article, 500 scientists write to the UN, there is no climate emergency. But did that get mainstream media support? No. Major university finds fire did not bring down the Tower 7 on the 911. Have you heard this on CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC? No. It was sold with 3,000 engineers, firefighters, contractors, 3,000. That was part of this. That said Tower 7 was not brought down. Everything is fake, is phony, is propaganda, lies, hoaxes, false flags, everything. Next article, 52,000 Chinese gun parts seized at California seaport. Folks, these are just articles over the past month that I pulled out of. These are published articles in the mainstream, not in the mainstream media because they're all bought and paid for, but these are published articles in the public domain. Think about this. Why is there 52,000 Chinese gun parts seized at a California seaport? And by the way, they own Long Beach. Why? What's going on? Isn't that like a little red flag to everybody? Why is all of our corporations and even our sports teams conceding to what China says? Somebody wrote a little blurb the other day about Chinese censorship, and they got demonized. I think it was in the NBA. Should we just roll over, folks? Give up our freedoms and liberty and ignore the million-plus combat soldiers who gave their life for our freedoms and liberty? Is that what you want to do? You want to keep lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a freaking job based on what group you're in? Is that how you want to leave America? Next article. A climate alarmist sued a skeptic for defamation and lost. A little good news there. Muslim mechanic charged with sabotaging U.S. aircraft with 150 passengers. I'm not making these articles up, folks. These are all published articles in the public domain. 2,246 unborn children found in an abortionist home. I think everybody in the country knows that baby parts are sold to the highest bidder. 53 Americans died in mass shootings in August, and 40,000 died from obesity. Let me repeat that. 53 Americans died in mass shootings in August, and yet 40,000 people died from obesity. I don't see the powers that be trying to ban and take our forks and spoons. Next article. Ukraine anti-corruption director bragged about helping Hillary Clinton in 2016 leaked audio. You can't make this stuff up. Everything they're saying that Trump and the Patriots are doing, they've done. Everything. I don't think there's an exception to that rule. Next article. More evidence emerges Elizabeth Warren lied about being fired for pregnancy. Oh, that's hard to believe. She got a job with a major university for saying she was American Indian. Hello? We're living in Stupidville, Vince.
We'll be right back with Rich Sheehan. I just have one question of clarification when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry against President Trump are angry after the White House today blocks a key figure in the Ukraine phone call saga from showing up on Capitol Hill to testify.
The President and Secretary of State are taking actions that prevent us from getting the facts needed to protect the nation's security.
That's Democrat Adam Schiff, who chairs one of the three committees whose members were supposed to hear from Ambassador Gordon Sondland behind closed doors today. President Trump is still facing criticism over his announcement that U.S. forces are leaving northern Syria. Democrats don't like it, but many Republican lawmakers are also cautioning the president to reconsider. The president's been spending the better part of a day defending his decision, though, saying the U.S. has wiped out ISIS in that region, and it's time to bring our soldiers home. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
theater,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rich Evans, well, Rich, I had a question for you. You were talking about mainstream media, and you used the term CBS. And I was just wondering, I was thinking about CBS. Is that the letter C, the letter B, and the letter S, or is that spelled S-E-E, then the next letter B, and then the next letter S, like C-B-S? Which was that?
It was in the context of
mainstream media, with NBC, with ABC, with CNN, with MSNBC, all the propaganda tools that are basically bought and paid for to sway public opinion. Was I clear on that answer?
Yeah, you were. But what I was just kidding, thinking that CBS is like seeing BS. That's what I meant.
Yes. Very,
okay. Oh, by the way.
It was very apropos. I get it. But
yeah, by the way. By the way, I just want you to know, I was looking at our ranking during the, just to see if anybody's paying attention. USA Prepares, our little broadcast about preparedness, is ahead of 50,000 watt radio stations across the United States. Unbelievable. Including way ahead of C, the letter C, the letter B, the letter S, news radio, 50,000 watt station. Way ahead of that. Can you imagine? So, I often wonder, is anybody paying attention? And the answer is, yeah, they are. They really are. And we're ahead of a 50,000, way ahead of a 50,000 watt station in Detroit. And that station is a WJR. Quite fascinating to me that when we started out about 8 years ago, at the bottom, literally at the bottom, with 20 people in our class, we are now knocking on the doors of the lamestream media that people think are telling them the truth. Hard to believe. We're ahead of 1010 WINS. We're ahead of WFAN Sports Radio, 660 AM and 101.9 FM, New York City. Ahead of CBS Radio. Ahead of way ahead of WTOP, which is a Washington radio station. Ahead of WNYC. It's unbelievable. Way ahead of BBC Radio. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So I guess what you've been telling me off the air, Rich Sheban, is that, yeah, people are paying attention. I guess they are. I guess they are.
Well, BBC BBC just gave me an email over the month I was off and wanted me to interview for some documentary or something. I've had so many of these so-called offers, but I know what they want to do. They want to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize people who think with foresight, who are thinking outside the box, living outside the box. And I told them, I didn't respond to BBC, but everybody, I've had National Geographic, Discovery. I've had dozens, at least, of production companies contact me over the years. And I said, if I don't have final editing rights, I have no desire. My desire is not to be famous or infamous. My desire is to wake the people up so they can control their own destiny. They need to know how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided, and they need ideas and solutions on how to combat that. And the only reason your ratings are so far right now, Vince, is I'm going to have to take credit for that, because I know your audience is always waiting for me to sing 1970s disco songs. And I keep putting it off. I said I'm going to do it. I keep putting it off. And I never do it. So.
I think that's what it is.
A few more articles. And Vince, we're running out of time. I'm just going to do a handful more. I'm not going to do them all. Folks, again, this is articles that just for the month I was off the air. I just threw a few articles out on my desktop. And just to show the Twilight Zone episode that we are now living in, and as Twilight Zone reality or unreality spikes up, so does our freedoms and liberties spike down. Okay, next article. Over 24,000 pounds of beef recalled, unfit for human consumption. Next article. 10,500 steaks at 2020 Democrat steak fry. No worries about meat consumption and climate impact. So I'm not saying that these 24,000 pounds of meat went to the Democrats to give to the public for their barbecue. These are two separate articles. But you never know these days. But what I am saying is that why not live off-grid? Why not raise your animals? Why not do a little hunting and fishing? Remember the article a few weeks ago that came out? And yes, I do read, even though when I come back from the bush, I probably only read about 2-3 hours a day right now. But I still do some reading. And remember the article where the left was actually pissed off because the study showed that meat consumption does not increase cancer? Well, it does increase cancer if you're using hormones, steroids, and antibiotics. It does increase cancer if it's GMOs and if it's meat in the laboratory, if it's got red dye in it. All this stuff, you know, we've talked about this in detail. I mean, we have non-meat grown in labs sold in restaurants today. Antibiotics, steroids, hormones, all this stuff, pesticides found in cattle, the cloning livestock, the modifying proteins, enzymes, amino acids in our food, which affects bioavailability, absorption, and nutrients and metabolism, which affects our overall homeostasis in our body. So they didn't look at that. If they did, then maybe they would have found cancer. But I think they probably took the best cuts of meat for that particular study. And this is one of the reasons why thinking outside the box and relearning old 19th century skills, but dovetailing them with 21st century technology is the way to go. Next article. Zuckerberg admits to Senator, we are clearly biased against conservatives. Duh. Do you think so? Can you imagine my shock? Next article. Gangs of illegal aliens brutally murdering L.A. homeless population. Next article. Dems fundraising in Mexico. Again, folks, these are articles when I was off the air for a month. I just threw a few off to the side. And Vince, we have 15 minutes left, including commercials. I realize I kind of hogged the airwaves a little bit today, but I had to go on this rant because it just shows, especially when you're gone for a few weeks, it just shows where we're going as a country. It has nothing to do with the truth, nothing to do with stick principle, nothing to do with the rule of law. And this is why I always say stand for principle. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth, and the third is if somebody has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. Okay? And this is, they have literally created victim groups and said that you can't compete and your work is suboptimal, so we're going to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This has been the most destructive social and economic force in American history. This is forced chaos, forced fomentation of hate. This is forced collapse. So, Vince, with our last 15 minutes, I'm going to let you comment on some of these since it is your show. And feel free. I know I mentioned a lot of articles. I got a lot more. I'm not going to do it because we only have basically 15 minutes left with a commercial in between. So at least one commercial. So you tell me which one of those you want to comment on because I don't even know. You're going to have to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo because it just shows that we're living in an unrealistic Twilight Zone episode. Vince?
Well, I was thinking about everything you said, and I put it together into just one multi-comment. You're talking about the dumbing down. You're talking about the reduction of standards. We have been talking about how we're falling down as a country. And just a little bit more proof of that, just a little bit more proof, is that over 8,200 stores are closing this year, 2019, in the United States. Let me just give you just the highlights. Payless, 2,500 stores. Gymboree, 805. Dress Barn, 650. Charlie Russe, 520. Fred's, 520. Family Dollar, 390. Shopko, 371. Charming Charlie, 261. Chico's, 250. Gap, 230. Avenue, 222. Walgreens, 200. Lifeway, 170. Sears. So when Sears closed, it's a big deal, right? 124. Kmart, big store, 115. Performance Bicycle, 102. Destination Maternity, a minimum of 42. up to 67 stores. Pier 1, 57. Party City, 55. Agassi, 54. Victoria's Secret, 53. Office Depot and Office Max, 50. CVS, 46. Children's Place, 45. Abercrombie & Fitch, 40. Bed Bath & Beyond, 40. Christopher Banks, 30 to 40. J.C. Penney, also known as J.C. Penney, 27. Those are big stores, J.C. Penney's. Beauty Brands, 25. Lowe's, 20 stores. Z Gallery, 17. Walmart, 17. Barney's in New York, 15. Macy's, 9. J. Crew, 7. Kohl's, 4. Nordstrom, 3. What we're saying, class, is these are huge, huge numbers of stores closing across the board. Clothing, big box, shoe stores, pharmacy-type stores, you know, drug stores. All kinds of stores are closing. And why is that? Because people are broke. And the stores can't afford their rent. They can't afford their taxes. They can't afford the restrictions. They can't afford all the government help that they get. The rules, the regulations. It's pretty serious. It's really serious. So if you think that we're serious about what we've been saying for 8 years on the air, you ought to do something about it. You ought to prepare and protect your family. And I've said before, I think things are going to get really worse. And we haven't talked about climate, you know, what's happening. We had roughly a 50-degree delta in about a week here at the farm. High of 95, low of 44 this morning. So what's that mean to the plants? What's that mean to the food? What's that mean for your survival? Well, I suggest you look up, look down, look around, see what you see, take it all in, meet with your family, have that little family chat around the kitchen table as we do every day, and if you can at lunch, and if you can at breakfast, and talk about what you all see, and share, and discuss, and then take action. It's one thing to listen, and I'm not too crazy about listeners. I am excited about students and instructors, because those are the people who listen, pay attention, and then act. Listeners just listen. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, so I mentioned some store closings. A little over 8,200 stores closing this year, most of them due to the market changes and bankruptcies. They just can't afford to stay in business. And that tells me that people are broke. That tells me that the supply chain is changing. That tells me that the warehousing at the stores, if you will, the inventory at the stores will not be there as it is now. That tells me that the supply chain is breaking right in front of our eyes, and we're now looking at the Amazon-type purchases more and more. But if the internet goes down, Amazon's done. Amazon's entire model is predicated upon the internet working. So if the power goes down, the grid goes down, the supply chain goes down instantly. What are your thoughts about that? Do you think that's correct?
Well, the internet is made for censorship and surveillance, as well as commerce. But keep in mind, internet is only about 11% of purchases. You know, and we talked about this before. You know, when you look at GDP, 70% is consumption here in America. You can't have a reliable measure of GDP, legitimate measure of GDP. And we've talked about this in great detail. GDP, inflation, CPI, all the units of measures and calculations that have changed, but were the same under the Obama administration. And that's one of the reasons why all these numbers can be fudged, if you will, rigged. You cannot have an economy where 80% of people live paycheck to paycheck and say it's flourishing. Now, Donald Trump not trying to protect him, but legitimately he inherited a very corrupt, manipulative system. I mean, you have, look at Hunter Biden. I mean, he can go, he gets kicked out of the military for drug use, and yet he makes $50,000 per month in Ukraine. Come on. Come on. I mean, and I think all this stuff is going to come out. We're at the point where absolutely nothing is real. Nothing is legitimate. It's all about nepotism, corruption, manipulation, and keeping the status quo where it is and maintaining a caste system where they throw you a few nuts and pieces of bread and some tainted wine and say, be satisfied with that, folks. That's where we are. That's exactly what's happening in America. So when you talk about economics in general, I don't think there's any legitimacy in it. Because when you look at valuations, you look at PE ratios, you look at the PMI, the Producers Manufacturers Index, you look at liquidity, solvency, you look at debt, especially corporate debt. I mean, we've talked about this in great detail and specificity, Vince, over the years. There's nothing legitimate about these unit of measures and calculations because they're all being changed to look a lot prettier than they are. And to me, a healthy economy is when people have no or little debt and a healthy savings account. That's what true economy is. But the greatest example is silver, and I talked about this briefly earlier. You know, if anything that's a poor man's asset is going to stay a poor man's asset, because silver should be legitimately 16-1 to gold. Well, it's 88-1. The powers that be are manipulating everything. That's why I talked about the repo rate and how the banks are going broke. Everything is manipulated and corrupted. There's no legitimacy in supply and demand in free markets anymore. It's gone. And this is one of the reasons we talk about preparedness. This is the reasons why we talk about truth. This is the reasons why we say what we do, because we're at a point in time where the silent majority can no longer hedge their bets. We have laws, we have a Bill of Rights, we have a Constitution, and we need to exercise these laws and rights. And I'll finish, Vince, because we only have seconds left, with a quote from Mark Twain, which I've mentioned before. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, and then it costs nothing to be a patriot. For those of you who are in the silent majority, and I think it's very few in this audience, we have to speak up. We have to use objective facts. We have to use truth. No one's asking anybody to be a perfect non-sinner, because none of us are. But if someone does it with less consequences for their behavior, then you get to do it too. Remember criteria 3 of standing for principle. And if we all did that, we'd have a much better, safer, and prosperous nation. And Vince, again, thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment rights.
Well, I'm delighted to be on the air with you, Rich Even. We've done this for years. And I was just thinking, as you were making your final comments, that what America's become, we flip each other's hamburgers, we clean each other's houses, and we make appointments for each other, you know, at the office. That's what we do. Class, I suggest that you consider getting out of the city and move to the countryside. That's what Rich has done, and that's what we've done. I suggest you consider it. Rich, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.